Blog Talk Radio.
When you sailed on to the sea, I tagged you as a player, a callous cad and libertine, a practiced lady slayer. Yes, you always seemed a gent, but I would never take the bait. And I ignored your every hint to come aboard as your first mate. Now you've lured me on your spear and launched us on a cruise for two. The tide has turned, I get your drift, I ride these waves with you. It was high time, I'm sidelined with you, but dang, I've been shanghaied by you, and now how I call to you, blimey, I'm stymied by you, I'm dizzy when busy with you, all rosy, cuddle cozy with you, and woo. A boozy from you, though sober, I'm over the moon for you. It's more than fun, mental, so tender and so gentle, a pelvis complimental is something transcendent. A cluster of fun in full dark, a bulwark bun, rambunctious and unctuous as one, warming till morning has come. I'll wangle a tango with you, explore some Dawson with you, and fashion with you when in bed. I'm head over heels for you. You break my concentration when tuned to your vibration. No time for contemplation. I'm led into maybe it's high time, I'm sidelined with you, but dang, I've been shanghaied by you, and know how I kowtow to you, my chipper, skipper, blimey, whiny, sidetracked, bushwhacked, hijack, gobsmack, touche, you say, my guy, I sigh. I'm dearly in love with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Monsieur, it is Monday, the second day of October in the year 2017, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your host, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio can be heard via Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, New Groove and Rhythm, NGR Radio, ngrradio.com, and like elsewhere. Also on livinggrind.com in the upper right-hand corner. As the episodes become available, I will be having Jess Edwards of Naked Girls Radio, a.k.a. New Groove and Rhythms, call in to chat with me and with you all. And you're free to call in. Call-in number is 858 815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And it looks like I have a caller. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, hey, it's Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, I might be having a friend call in. I was just talking with him on the phone about some current events and things, and yeah, he might be calling us in short, calling in with us shortly. But
yeah, okay,
woo,
I just got your,
there's lots
just
of crazy
got your,
things lately happening.
Yeah, definitely. I just got your text to me saying that Tom Petty may have passed. Although, from what I'm reading, they have put like a premature obituary, perhaps, to where.
Okay.
He's still very critical, but that was the last thing I read, and I completely restarted the computer and did everything. So within the
okay.
past 10 minutes, like, it could have happened, but I guess the earliest reports were not quite accurate. So I'm like crossing my fingers that
okay.
he's going to be okay, but I mean, your friend could be right. I haven't been able to check any news.
Yeah, I don't know
in about 10 minutes. There's just wild things happening. I mean, before the biggest one, I guess we'll get to that in a little while with Vegas last night. There was a Marilyn Manson, like a stage prop fell on him in the Boston
oh,
area.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I have that article saved. I bookmarked it. Yeah, it like I don't know. There's like props and he's trying to like maneuver or do something during a show and they fell on his head. And so he was taken.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. I've been to a show before. Wow.
I've never been to one of the shows. Yeah,
I did. I got some, like VIP passes to one of his shows at House of Blues in Chicago a few years back. But I haven't heard anything
about
him.
He didn't pee on you, did he? No, I'm kidding. I always hear rumors of, like, different bands. People or different musicians like urinating on stage or something.
Oh, I don't know about that. I saw some pretty crazy shit at his show. I mean, I don't even want to tell people what I saw. Like,
okay,
I'm not even gonna go there.
Maybe not. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, the one sexy thing I heard of, which I think is confirmed, was my boo, like in my dreams, Anthony Kiedis. Where they would wear socks on their members while they're on stage. That was their song. Their song was a sock. I'm like, that is so sexy. Oh, my gosh. That's hot. That was in, like,
oh
the 90s that they're gallivanting around and such. But, yeah, I believe that was
oh my
true and acknowledged as true. I believe so. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if what I saw at the Manson show like was real or not, so I should not comment.
I saw aliens and ghosts.
Yeah, I saw some crazy shit and I can't comment because I cannot confirm or deny what happened that night.
You can't trust your eyes. Yeah, that's really wild when you think about it, like, you know, different, like, okay, there's stagecraft, quote unquote, with every sort of performance that anyone does. So there's certain things that,
yeah.
you know, or what you're seeing is not really what you're seeing, what you're hearing is not really this kind of thing. And so the really masterful musicians and the like, theater people, they can all kind of, I don't know, help set a tone.
mm-hmm.
So... But yeah, kind of like that thing when you went into that haunted, like that haunted house we were talking about a couple of episodes back with Josh, about like, oh, you know, they're wearing the masks, walk into the funny house, everything's going to look wild, like those trick mirrors, you know, where you're like, oh.
Did I talk about the haunted house with Josh? Oh my God!
I believe we did because you're.
Wow.
We went over like the locked room thing, which was different, but the haunted house.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I know the craziest haunted house I've been to, and I know
you're
the craziest that I've talked with Josh about.
Some of them were kind of hot. They're kind of hot. Yeah, it was live. It was on the show.
Oh, yeah, where it was like,
yeah.
I was like, hey, baby, because of their, like,
what's going on?
It was, like, this erotic, like, I don't know who they are, but I could be like, hey, to anybody.
That's like that shut stuff. Yeah. Everyone should wear it.
I forgot we talked about that with Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'll have to talk to him again and be like, hey, do you remember my haunted house? It's Halloween time. And I've been talking about that haunted house again. That's a good haunted house, too. There's
right
a lot
the
of good
of my,
ones in this area.
Right off the top of my head, I can't instantly think of one, but I can think of cool events that happened on Halloween. Like, one was a trip, well, actually to Vegas, so we'll talk about that later, but another one, but this is like it's over a decade ago, to Vegas, but the other one was Six Flags Magic Mountain. They would usually ride certain rides in reverse. They would do it in reverse, and that was fun, like going on Colossus backwards. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty neat, and it's pretty awesome. But I'll go ahead and repeat the number again for your friend in case they don't have the number to call in. But it's 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815. Ooh, we do have a call. 2333. And there is another caller. So let's see what's happening. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra Lynn speaking. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
TV.
Oh, what's up, Mark? How's it going?
Who am I talking to?
You're speaking with Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. Jess Edwards is, she should be still on the air. I think I may have lost, there she is. Put her back online. But you're from Cycle Babble?
Yeah, I'm a guitar. I play guitar on their show, and I was fixing her car.
Yes, you're back on the air, Jess. So yeah, I'm back. I got you both on. This is my guy. I think this is my guy. Yeah, the car guy, the cycle battle TV. Can you hear that or no? Wait, let's do it again. It's kind of muffled. You gotta do it again.
All right, here. I want you to be able to hear this guitar. Can you hear this?
Now I do.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Is it too close?
Play us some shit. Play us something good. Play us something. Keep playing.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in the presence of Tom Petty. We lost Tom Petty today, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Tom Petty, the Heartbreakers, man. He's 66. He had a heart attack. It's so sad, man. You know,
yeah, the last few minutes, just before I started the show, they were saying that he was still in critical condition. Did that change within the last like 10 minutes? Because you know they did a tribute to him early this afternoon, and they said, "Oops, wait, never mind." They had to resend it. Like,
they took him off life support. It's really sad, man. I mean,
Yeah,
it's sad. You know, he was one of my idols. I mean, he's just like
me too.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to everything he played. You know, from American Girl to going through all the Wilbury stuff, and you know, and meeting the legends and playing with legends. I mean, Christ, that guy was great. You know, but we lose Hugh Hefner, which is God.
Yeah.
How do you close that guy's coffin?
Just laying sideways.
You
gonna need
his
it.
Shirt? Do you stick it under his shirt? Looks like a German helmet. What do you do?
Yeah. Maybe. He's going to need it. He's going to be right next to Marilyn Monroe. So he might want to keep it.
Smile on his face, I'll bet you, with everybody from ear to ear, you know. Probably with his hand up some skirt. You know, I don't blame him. Fuck, if I could do that, I'd do it on my
mind. No,
but I'm not that fuck.
Yeah.
Mark, I've been to the Playboy party in Chicago at the old Chicago Playboy Club. It was Boardroom when I went, and we went to like some Playboy Crown 7 party. But Sandra's been to the mansion. Like, we love Hef just as much as anybody, and he will be greatly missed. I was so sad to hear about him passing.
My ex-girlfriend, I was, like, with for, like, last 13 years. I took care of her and her daughter. She was a Playboy bunny in 71.
Ooh. Oh.
And
nice.
she left all this stuff behind, all these swizzle sticks and cups and glasses. And I'm like, hey, you know, it's like, what happened when Andy Warhol died? Nobody bought nothing, and then he died, and it's worth millions of dollars. It's like, okay, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be in, shot.
Oh, man. Now I wish I wouldn't have thrown out all my ex's years of Playboy magazines. We were trying to sell some, and then, like, finally I got pissed and got sick of it, and I threw out hundreds of, like, pristine magazines. Maybe I shouldn't have.
My stepfather told me today, he said, you know, back in 57 or whatever, when Marilyn Monroe was the first thing. That was the first one. He said he had that magazine, and he got caught with it in the bathroom. And he claimed he was combing his hair. Yeah, I'm combing my hair. Leave me alone.
I love the articles.
He threw it in a waste paper basket and never took it back out because everybody was spitting and pissing on the waste paper basket. So he's like, I ain't touching it.
Aww.
So, I mean, that was a good one.
That was a good year, like, for that magazine.
We throw away magazines, like Mad magazines and funny stuff that we don't realize.
Right.
Like Gary Larson, one of the greatest Gary Larson, you know. He's like one of the greatest guys. He's got the pictures, you know, like the old calendar, you pull it back, and there's two deer in the back there with bull's eyes on their back, and the one says, hey, what a bad birthmark, dude. The bull's eye on his back.
Oh.
It fucking sucks to be you.
Yes.
You know, all the things, I'm double nickels, man. I mean, here it is, and it's like, it's okay, because I can still kick the shit out of the guitar. Can you hear this at all?
I like this guy that he comes prepared with his guitar.
Yeah.
I love that.
Can you hear me?
I love that. Everyone should do that.
Hala, if you hear me, everybody should have their intro guitar, like, licked or something. Like, the signature. But yeah.
No, see, Sandra, I was talking to this guy today. I was talking to Mark today.
Marvin Gaye's so awesome. I can't play his music.
For the record, Tom Petty's daughter is confirming her dad is not dead. That was in the last 3 minutes, but it's still not sure.
Wait, what?
This is going to be so confusing.
Tom
Let's
Petty's
just say.
Not dead now?
Well, that.
We're still confirming the death?
Yeah, because, like, even, like, the LAPD, they retracted their earlier release or report or whatever.
IMDb, where we decided we could look at deaths before? Is it IMDb,
Yeah, it's like alive or not. It was some kind of a thing where it told you if all famous people as they're living or not. But it'd probably be like pending is what it would probably say on a site like that. Let me see if I can find the actual site. But
somebody needs to know. Like, because I just asked somebody Okay, Mark told me before I told you, or we told you on the air, and then I said to somebody else, and they believed me. Like, they heard it, too. Like, it's not,
heard
it. Like,
yeah, that's because, like, everybody had heard it all day this afternoon and, like, whatever, right? And then as soon as I was like, Tom Petty, they're like, cardiac arrest. And I was like, oh, no. And I looked it up, and then the first few things I saw on Twitter, like, the latest news, not just the top news, was saying, you know, that they needed to retract it, that they prematurely said that.
Did they, like, bring him back to life?
No, they just... It's like suspended animation at the moment.
It's fatal death, you know? So it's like, okay, enough of that.
Okay.
No.
Well, we will bring everybody up to date on the latest news on whether Tom Petty is dead or not.
Yeah, by the end of the show, we'll know. If not, then we'll just keep it pending. Let's say he may not be done.
Did you have Google anymore, or no? Did they fall off the planet? Google it.
I'm Googling it. I did.
Just Google it. I'll tell you right now. Just Google it.
I know.
I'll say, oh, Tom Petty and my best friend, Eric.
Is it Last Dance with Mary Jane or not?
Yeah, that's him. Last
Dance with Mary Jane. I know. I know, right?
Yeah, you know,
play us a song.
Dude, play Mary Jane.
You like that kind of shit.
So I was going to tell you that Mark and I were just talking about Glenn from,
The
fuck band was he in? He was in Guillotines, but he's in Prophets of Addiction, but I'm not talking to him right now, but Mark knows him too. But
Mark,
do you know Tom Petty music, Mark?
Play Mary Jane. Let's do some Mary Jane.
It's kind of gay to me. Sorry about the word, but, you know, I don't...
It's fine.
Glenn is gay to you, or Tom Petty's gay to you?
The song. I think the song was. I think it's better.
I play a lot of blues. I don't play a lot of blue losers. You know,
Play us something. Play us something. Make us happy.
I like that. I approve. Jess, right now is wa-wd.com for famous people saying Tom Petty alive.
No Tom Petty.
What?
Tom Petty.
I'll post about it later.
I grew up with Tom Petty, but I never played his songs because I was too busy playing like Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and all that.
AC/DC!
Everybody likes AC/DC.
Let's play Dirty D's.
You've heard that before, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
Definitely.
Can you hear that?
I can hear
Mark,
that.
It says Tom Petty's undead. Like, he didn't die, but then it says he did, but then he didn't. And, like, they're lying. What the hell is this?
Everyone's saying he died and then he undied.
LAPD
apologizes for inconvenience of reporting singer's death.
Yeah.
LAPD.
Okay, hold on. you see what the problem, you see what the thing about it is, for every really famous person, especially the more famous you are, they're going to automatically have a pre-made, like, thing for you, so that they can get it out as fast as possible if and when you do pass. So it was just, the gun was jumped,
hey.
I guess, earlier.
Feed that fucking dog some peanut butter for something, Christ's sake.
Christ, no.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to read this thing and it's not letting me. Oh my God, I want to read it to you guys.
Okay, give me a second. I'm gonna go leash this dog. One thing.
Oh, your little puppies. Well, shut your face. It's okay. Mark has a puppy too. Well, you have a couple of dogs, don't you?
My little dog is the best dog in the world. Her name is Mia. She'll pirouette for you.
Holy crap! Wait a minute.
Okay, I have returned.
Okay. Can I read this article really quick? This
yeah.
is on HollywoodLife.com. It says, Tom Petty, LAPD apologizes for inconvenience of reporting singer's dead when he wasn't.
Correct.
Then it says, the LAPD screwed up big time. On October 2nd, they prematurely killed off legendary rocker Tom Petty by reporting the singer who was in critical condition in the hospital had died when he didn't.
Right.
Tom Petty, 66, was alive, then he was dead, then he was alive again, but just clinging to life. The reason for today's October 2nd confusion over Tom's mortality is an initial report put out by the Los Angeles Police Department stating that the legendary rocker had died after suffering a full cardiac arrest last night. Which would have been heartbreaking news if it were true. Many outlets, including HollywoodLife.com, reported the news of Tom's death based on the initial LAPD info published by CBS News. However, the police would go on to retract their statement and issue a new one saying they basically have no idea what's going on. The LAPD has no information.
Okay,
I'll stop.
Just,
what?
Okay, wait, just, I have a hypothesis. Okay, he was born. He was born
the,
on
the
October.
First, the first.
Mark, hold on one second. Tom Petty was born on October 20th, 1950. So maybe they got, like, it confused 20 and 02 and birth and death. So they're like, oh, my God. You know, you can read numbers backwards on accident or something. Because he was born on October 20th. This is my guess.
I don't know why.
Well, he was 3 years younger than me. He was 3 years younger than me. When he dies, his feet must smell really fucking bad. Because I know mine do, and I'm still alive. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Right? right next to that article, it says Kendra Wilkinson breaks her silence on Hugh Hefner's death. Like, it's the whole media circus. But it does have a lot of other crap about Tom Petty.
No, but they did that about one of the royals on accident, like, a few months ago, and then they had to retract it. But, you know, luckily they retracted it very quickly.
That's messed up.
No, it happened. So, I mean, it can happen.
Vagina was as big as a spoon or something like that, right? You know?
Who's vagina? The dude that was in.
Yeah, a couple of spoons. Put them together. There it is. How you doing?
Who's vagina?
It's like Kendra. She's a hot little tomato.
Oh, Kendra.
Have there, it's like, holy crap, thank you very much. I'll slam it against the window. I say, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
She's really pretty. She's very pretty.
I think you used to have a lot of curtains. I wipe it off on the curtain, and it's okay, honey. Everything's fine.
Through the curtain, match the drapes.
The drape curtain, tablecloth, the little doily
down
into the couch, you know. You have a little doily. You put your elbows in. How you doing?
And
that must hurt.
And the bidet. The Betty. do the carpet match the drapes and the bed curtains?
You know, Rod falls down in the neighborhood. Like, how you doing? I think he had a fucking huge unit. I think it was like 7 feet tall or something like that, you know.
I've never met it. I'll take your word for it.
He had money and shit. That's huge. You know, they all the blacks, they go to church and they're looking for the guy hung like this. They found you.
You had to go to church to get that? No. Maybe in the confessional.
I guess my catechism name is out.
Get that ruler out. This is a test. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah. It's a great night.
I was, but I'm not dead yet. Yeah.
I was going to say, do you want to hear the rest of this article?
We're going to bring up something that's pretty fucking terrible, and it's what happened in Vegas, you know? These people are out of their minds with these fucking guns, okay? And what happens is...
What the fuck with that?
You're allowed to open carry in Nevada.
People shoot people. Guns don't shoot people. That some maniac decided, I'm 64, I probably colon cancer, I'm going to kill everybody on this fucking site. There, and that's exactly what happened.
I don't think it's racially motivated, and it's not a terrorist thing.
It's a homegrown terrorism, and it's called mental awareness. Everybody's got to be aware of it.
It's domestic terrorism. It's a fucked up individual that wanted to hurt as many people as possible.
I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning.
That guy's got a lot
and I drove to the
you.
City,
where
and that's all I heard.
Just to let you know, I'm 55 years old, okay? When I grew up, they put problem child people like me, because I didn't want to listen to the teachers because they're half full of shit. They got paddles at school.
Right.
And it's not in a good way either. You know, it wasn't by, oh, drink, Bob, I'm flaring. I'm going to give you a couple swats in the ass. No, it's worse than that, you know. Besides getting beat up by the principal, you get beat up by your classmates because you didn't fit in. Mm. And I never fit in any place I went to school in Palatine, Illinois, you know. Fucking white suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
You got beat up growing up? That's not nice.
Fuck yeah, I got growing up, man. I'm a little fucker. I had nothing but jocks beat me up. We called them jocks. We were freaks when they were jocks. And guess what's really funny?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. All of us were freaks. Used to fuck all the jocks, old ladies, man. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Yeah, baby. Ring your bell and everything.
What was that about, Jeff? That's
kind of
true. That's pretty true.
Did you hear him?
He said that he and his brethren would screw the ladies of the jocks. That's a good thing.
And now we're all married to the same fucking pussy pig they got at
high school. On the spray table.
Oh my god.
Buffet table at Sizzler's?
What about these old Palatine women at the buffet table? Great sake. They'll not get out of the way for General Chicken.
It's like
the easiest way to get a BJ in Palatine, Illinois, is say, we're going out to fucking General Chicken, man, all you can eat. Holy fuck.
Oh. that's an aphrodisiac for the girl. She's like, oh.
You can eat like a house on like,
yeah, did he tell her? I think it's just like that. Let's do this. Yeah. You get her primed. So I taste just like that one.
You're crying.
Let's bet. I taste just
everything.
Like that.
Oh, sleepy. Ah.
What?
Yeah. It's like going to the Chinese restaurant, man. You know, you eat fucking $25 worth of food and you're hungry half an hour later. It's like, what the
well,
fuck
there
is
you
that?
Go.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. My ex-wife.
That's the last dance. That's the last dance.
It's like, what's up with the teeth? I felt like I was at the strip club with no dollar bills.
Yeah. You get just enough food, just enough of a whole bunch of food to make you that much hungrier. Yeah.
Well, ladies, I'm gonna do this really quick, not for Tom Petty, just for me. You gotta hear this just for a second. And then
okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is that enough? Thank you.
That's gorgeous.
I heard that, Mark.
That was gorgeous and lovely.
Jessica and I do this TV show called Psycho Babble, and usually the audio you can't hear. You can hear everybody.
Oh yeah.
But you can't hear anybody fucking singing. That pisses me off. So.
Oh, how weird.
So as long as you can hear the guitar on there, I know exactly where to place it next time I call in.
Nice. Okay. You should be able to hear it on our show. Do something with the mics for the singers, though, for next time on your show. I want to hear some singing.
We're trying to get my band back together. I know. We're getting the band back together. No, it's called One Night Only.
We do a lot of crying for little songs.
Like, Grateful Dead. It's like, hey, I'm the Grateful Dead.
I'm gonna give you for Christmas, like four lapel microphones, so that anybody that wants to sing, they can just put the lapel thing on their shirt and sing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it to you for Christmas. I promise.
Put it on your list, and you can come over and watch my dog. And you can come over and watch my dogs for me while I do this, because I got
the cutest
dog you'll ever see in your life. I got a little dog named Mia. He's a little multi poo, okay. And then I got Junior. He's a Lhasa Lhapiasa. I think he's a Tibetan monk, fucking or something. I don't know what he is.
Oh, a big old,
Tibetan.
A big Tibetan.
He likes girls. If you came to the house,
yeah,
my girlfriend used to dress in a thong all the time. It's like, that's nice.
The dog would never
leave your side. Okay. Now if you came to it with a bad dog cow, okay, he look at you and say, get the fuck out of here, order me a pizza, bitch. He's a lot of fucking athletes, one of them Tibetan fucking whatever you call it dogs, you know, I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
He bites me. He crunches my fingernail. He bit my thumb so hard, man.
Mm.
Fucking, yeah, oh yeah.
You're
dumb. If a girl comes over, he's like, oh yeah, how you doing? Come on in. I love you. Come on.
Does he hold on for dear life to a girl's leg? If she's wearing thongs.
He doesn't. He tries. You know what's really funny is that she brought him to the dog park in Lincoln Hills, you know. And
yeah.
I get in there and I let him go and he's running around. And he goes up to the biggest German Shepherd in the park and grabs a hold of him and tries to stick it in him, man. And I'm like, dude, you're in the wrong path, man. And I'm like, man, it's
your
amazing.
Dog! Your
look
dog!
At the dude! You're like, it's a dude. What are you doing?
The one that bit Dave. the one that bit Evil Dave on the show, you know.
Oh.
He was trying to get his money. He was like, and he said, the owner come running over with a fucking newspaper, and he's black like a dog with a newspaper.
That's so cute. He's all here. I don't care if you're a boy dog. You're a big, fine woman coming back that ass up. I don't care. You will do. You will do right now. This is all I got.
He's a womanizer no matter what the fuck he wants, man. He's going to get the
fuck. He's going to make a woman out of everyone.
Oh, my God.
he's a fixed male. He doesn't have any huevos, you know. He's no bueno, you know. But he fucking cheated.
He's still horny. That's good.
Oh,
dog horny.
Wet. The lady's like, I got my dog wet. And she's yelling at me.
Ew!
I'm like, hey, what do you want me to do?
Wipe it up.
I'm like, are you
wet? Wipe it up.
I'm like,
make
it
they can lick
you,
it up.
Grandma, can I eat on your eyebrows? What do you think it is?
The most polite dogs, they lick it up, you know, when they're done. As from what I've seen.
I mean, it's not like the first time I ever seen a fucking dog do like that, you know. But what
I know, but that's
it.
Most are assholes. They'll lose on another dog or a thing and then just leave it. They'll lick it off. To each their own. I don't know what's in there yet.
The beauty of it, licking it off. I've been watching for that all my life, and usually I get this look on their face. They're like, what the fuck's the matter with you? I'm like, what are you saying?
Wow.
Wow. Right?
Y'all got secrets.
I used to be, I've been around.
Wow.
55 years. I could write a book on fucking things like that that shouldn't be talked about.
You should write a book. I would read it.
You could, though.
We got one customer right here.
We like that kind of shit, Mark.
We were going about, you know, how many girlfriends we had in high school and how many we had in our older years and all this shit. I looked at my buddy, you're on stage one night, we're in this fucking bar down in fucking Podunk, Illinois. And he goes, well, what's your answer? I said, I don't know, 53. He's 53. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, from all the little blowjobs you got when you were like 12 years old from the neighbor girl and all that shit, you know. And you count it all up, and it adds up.
I mean, I've probably got at least that many. Okay, go ahead.
And I'm 53 years old, so you got to go, what the fuck? So
yeah.
You must get 2 blowjobs a day. I'm like, Well, actually, because I was a guitar player, so I always had something hanging around my car.
I'm gonna play a song. Guitar players are hot.
Wind Cries Mary by Jimi Hendrix? Ever heard it?
Yeah, I love Jimi Hendrix.
And play it for us. Play it.
You there?
Yeah.
Come on, play it.
I got really shitty phone service, so every time I put my phone down,
we don't
like,
care.
Yeah,
sounds good. Play it anyways.
Good. Yes.
Come on, girls like guitar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can do more,
yeah,
but I can't
like
sing
it.
Like Jimmy.
That's all right. We like the guitar, though. The guitar is sexy.
Yeah.
I play guitar. You know what? I got really, I was really pumped. Listen, I was really pumped like 3 days ago, and I wanted to like write a song. I haven't written a song in a while. And, like, I went to go tune my guitar, but somebody told me some of my strings are backwards, which I did not string this guitar, this particular guitar, and they were backwards. So I went to switch them, and I snapped one of my stupid strings. So now I'm, like, short on guitar strings,
okay,
and then I told my dad,
you know,
and he's
what?
Like, we'll learn to play on bar strings.
Well,
no,
either that
because
or
I was pissed, like, and I recorded the stuff that I was trying to play. Like, I recorded my vocals, but I want to play my guitar, and it's broken.
Okay. Do you have all guitar-only audio clips already saved? So we could layer that with the song you write. And then we could karaoke sing it. On that thing.
I know,
that
but
one
program has. I need to get to the guitar shop. Hopefully Mark can help me fix my car so I can get to the guitar shop and get more strings. Because I'm short of strings.
I have one guitar. But the guitar.
I got one guitar that's a fucking.
There's a place called Doc Woods.
Doc Woods.
It's in Fox River Grove. It's right over the bridge.
Oh.
I don't know about all that, but listen.
That's fine.
I got a place called fucking Guitar Center like 5 minutes away, but I need a car to get there because it's an hour to walk there. I need to just buy some new guitar strings.
There's no bus?
Right
on. There's no bus by me.
There's no bus by me.
Guitar to my shop.
I tell people I'm in Chicago, but there ain't no bus by me. I got to walk
Uber
an hour to get to Guitar Center.
Uber it.
Hmm.
You live in the city?
No, fuck Uber.
Uber.
Fuck Uber. Uber. Fuck Uber.
Okay.
No.
Tell.
I'd rather walk.
Tell your relatives to take you.
Mark's going to help me in the morning.
Okay.
Mark's
all right.
Gonna help
all right.
In the morning.
All right.
I got two guitars right here, and I can't play either of them.
Well, I have two guitars.
Mark fixed my guitars too, okay?
While you're unable to play your guitar, write your darn song, please, because I think you probably are awesome at song, right?
Oh, my God.
So can you please do that?
I was
raging out two days ago.
I need to write a song. It's in my heart. Like, it needs to come out.
And then just listen to some good guitar music at the time that you're writing a song.
Mm.
Just to give you some background.
I wrote some guitar songs in high school. And then I wrote some, like, electronic songs. And then I asked Isaac to help me write some songs. And he was gonna, but then me and him are fighting right now. And then, like, now my guitar strings are broke when I want to write them out.
Again.
And so,
do it. Wait, was that singing? I'm sorry, I thought that was yelling. I think you put the phone down.
I think he's just playing his own guitar jam. He still is friends with Glenn. I'm not friends with Glenn anymore. Him and Glenn still get along. Me and Glenn got in a fight.
Okay.
You got in a fight Saturday night. You know why?
It was like two months ago. No, me and Glenn got in a fight. You're still friends with Glenn? Me and Glenn are not friends anymore right now. We're fighting. It's like 2 months ago. We were like, fuck you.
Look, we don't sit around and fucking crack eggs and have beers, man. He's just a friend on Facebook. I'm not a fucking, you know.
I know. Well, at least he was never my friend on Facebook. Never. Never. Me and him.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Do you know how to play guitar?
Three nights. Me and him, we were like lovers for like 3 days straight, and then like two more days after that, me and him were never Facebook friends because of his man lady. I love him forever, but he's
so
sick.
You don't have to. You don't have to blast him to his other friends. They could still be friends.
I'm not. Love him. Not blasting.
Well, there you go. I mean.
Okay.
His unit fucking tickets.
He's not here. He's not here to defend himself. So. He's not.
I won't blast him. I love him.
My ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
Ladies, my ex-girlfriend was a Playboy bunny. She said, "Look,
where is she?
You could poke me in the ass and make me fucking smile and put my finger in my mouth and go, I'm yours forever."
Wait, with the same finger? That sounds problematic. From your ass to your mouth with your one finger. You gotta switch fingers.
You don't understand.
I don't know about this.
Yeah. No.
I
love Glenn, and I love Isaac, and I love all these motherfuckers that are always being like trying to be a pain in my ass. I love all of you guys. So quit being fuckers.
Okay.
I love you all.
Let's have a song or something. But I gotta find something. I gotta play something.
Yeah, play us some music, girly.
Yeah. Let's see. And then, let me think of something that's cute and cool. I don't think I put in what's the face's name yet. New song. Kyle Young's new song. I was trying to find it and I forgot the title.
Kyle Young?
I forgot the title of the new one. I saved it, but I didn't upload it. So I'm going to try to find a rock song.
Oh my God. I should know it. Hang on. I'm like being too slow to know it. What is it?
Like it's definitely.
I know what song
it,
you're talking about.
Yeah, I just didn't upload it to Blog Talk Radio yet, but I did download it. The song's awesome. But
it is. I will know it once I hear it. I'll tell you after.
So Jessica, just remember.
Well, it's not on tonight's show. It won't be on tonight's show. I can play something else.
Aww.
Yeah, because I didn't.
Wait, what? Remember what, Mark?
Only thing you gotta remember, all your lady friends that I'm like single and fucking, you know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I'm attractive or not, but I could be if you wanted me to be.
Mark's definitely single. He's a good guy, you girls.
Single and he's hot.
And I'm a mechanic. Isn't that funny how that works? Fuck, I know, right?
I love mechanics.
Hello.
I can fix that right quick. So convenient.
Hang on. Dude, I just did Kyle's new song. Why can't I remember?
What's the title?
I have it saved in the desktop. Hold on, I was trying to upload it to it.
And I couldn't find it.
Oh, I gotta look, dude.
Yeah, if
Hold
you
on.
Can try to find
I'm
it.
I'm gonna look while you're talking. Hold on.
Okay, because otherwise, if
I come back and you're still here, I will tell you.
Oh.
It was really good too.
Yeah, it is. I would have to unplug my headphones if I found it just on the desktop and just play it like that. But like. Yeah, it might take a moment.
I know people that have two of them, they do that.
Yeah?
Two
desktops?
I'm watching a game right now, and I got two of these things vibrating all over my head and my unit and all that shit and whatnot.
Hey, Sandra, are you there?
Yeah, I am
Sandra.
Here. Yeah.
I think it's called This Is Four.
Part two. Okay, all right, okay. This is four. Let me see if I accidentally.
Part two.
This
making
is
friends like your sexy self.
Oh. Okay, so now
this
that
is
I have that.
Part
okay,
two.
Yeah. So now that I have that, what I can do is let me go and. Oops. Ah, shit. Let me go and.
I'm going Empire.
Now I'm going to go into.
Roger doesn't know
I'm,
that, but we do.
What I gotta do is
this
I'm
is
far,
this is far, this is far.
Live in joy,
y'all.
Live in joy here with because you can't do this to me. Come on.
Name matches. This is for. Okay, part two. All right. This is what I'm gonna do. Ready? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna unplug my headphones, and then I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
From the computer, because it's not uploaded into...
All right, good luck.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Let's see
Pulling
how
it
goes. All right. Love you. We'll be here.
I'm doing it right now. Hold on, let's see. Okay, wait. Open with... Come on! Okay, all right. Here we go. Let's see how it goes. Ugh. Yes! Come on!
This is for music is pain. Usually they say you get to rap. You heard me sing. I bring it back. Samples and tracks. Wear a lot of hats. Clip or attack. We shoot the fist. I bring out the cam. Let's book a show. And please pay in advance. I love this shit. My whole life. Thank you.
Okay. And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sonia Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Radio, and I'm livinggrind.com. We just heard this before by the awesome, amazing Kyle Young.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Yay.
Who played that song?
That was Kyle
Young. Yeah, it was my friend, Mark. That was a good guy right there.
Right on. So whatever it is, always leave your songs at 3 minutes and 45 seconds because they get them dragged on in. I love you.
I'll tell him. I think it was a little bit shorter than 3 minutes 45.
It was almost four minutes and 44 seconds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a good dude. I got to go out. I was in Florida. I was in Miami, and I got to go meet him in Daytona and shoot a music video with him. He's a pretty cool dude. Like, I haven't talked to him in
amazing.
A minute, but he's
Rock
pretty awesome.
Rock, man. I fucking spent a couple, 3 months in Jamaica, and it was fucking best time of my life.
Really? Where did you go?
I was just everywhere. I fucking hopped on a bus and went every beach there was, man. It was like the longest vacation of my life. I got divorced and I hung around Sandals, this fucking resort.
I've heard of it. It was pretty cool, man. I went. I tell you what, I didn't go down there.
I went by myself. I didn't go down there for a piece of ass. I wanted to go like play with dolphins and go snorkeling and do all the things that I wanted to do without a fucking parrot on my back going.
Well, I went out there with Sandra last winter, and we went to Los Angeles, and then we went to Venice Beach, and I was just recommending a friend to Venice Beach to go, like, camp out on the beach and shit, but this is, like, 2 days ago.
They just had a festival there.
But
they just had a festival
we went
there.
We went
is
to
that
Los
California.
Yeah,
Venice
we went to Los Angeles
fuck, man,
and Palos Verdes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Your fucking testicles go up into your earlobes. You can't hear yourself. Come on.
What happened? The water?
We were out there.
It was cold water.
I live close to the river.
I really liked it out there. Like, I would totally go there again. I loved the beach.
You
and
need
I loved.
To.
The
we
whole
did
like, culture,
we
it was
so
really
much
cool.
Stuff. We have so
I like the girl
who
saw
it in
the corner.
Well, Mark, you know they go topless there, right?
And they're like, I don't know, there's lemonade, piece of shit. Want to buy a sleeping bag? Nope, I'm married to one. Thank you very much.
There's topless girls
you
at
can,
the beach.
You can be topless now until sunset.
You can go take your top off. You're gonna see boobs at the beach.
Guys always could. That's what sucks.
The boobies thing's okay. You know, the guys like me from Chicago, we're looking for like nice tall legs and some nice thighs. You know, something to fucking slap the ass and ride the wave in. You know, I get told. So that's what we're looking for. Chicago. I'm in Las Vegas, and I can act like this, or I can live in Dallas, Texas, and act like this and be a cowboy and get my ass kicked by a fucking.
That's not how Dallas cowboys talk. You gotta try harder. That's not how Dallas cowboys talk.
I don't deserve Dallas, Texas.
There you go.
Oh my God.
That's like almost perfect.
Oh yeah, fuck. And all you fucking farmers, man. Italy, okay. I'm Luca.
Where?
And all these fucking people up there, the fucking goat herd, they make fucking basil and herd goats. That's
wait. They're from the Chase, Italy or something, the KFC and the Chase. What? Which part?
I'm gonna write a song about it.
Put the name in there.
Got some basil. Smoke some basil.
And
now I'm a goat.
A goat? You know, Italy has the most beautiful, like, architecture and countryside ever. Like, on a train, looking out the window, Italy is, like, fantastically gorgeous. Like, ridiculously
up in Lucca, right? Ferentino, Lucca, Florence, right? Florence.
Oh my goodness. I've been in a castle in Florence that became a hostel. during college in 2004.
Can I give you a little information really quick?
What?
My family is from a town called Bragiano. Italy, okay.
They have wine there. Gregnano,
Italy. Listen, really quick. You know the Pope we had as our Pope? You know, the Pope guy that wears a hat and
Francis?
Whatever. Well, back in the day, you see, he's kind of as old as I am, and I'm as old as a fucking Pope, for Christ's sake. But he's from my town, but they defected to Spain. No, they went to Argentina because
Argentina.
Of Mussolini.
Argentina,
because of
yeah.
Mussolini. Mussolini was ruling Italy, and he was killing people, man. They were doing fucking killing people, man.
Yeah, so I know a little bit. I've been to Argentina.
Oh, really?
I was in Buenos Aires in 2008.
Ah,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We knew that when he became the Pope, he was from Argentina, and everybody in Argentina, we got the Pope as our, you know, but I'm in the bottom side, he's actually from Gregnano, Italy, and it's on the book, his certificate's up there, because he got Mussolini. Remember Mussolini? I don't know how old you are, but he was killing everybody in the country.
I was not alive at the time, but I've heard about him.
Killing people, mass suicides, like a big time. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. My grandparents came here. They went to New York, you know, and they came out of New York. Everybody went down to Argentina, or they went to Spain. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of Espanol. They go and they still talk Italian in Spain. There's a couple of spots you go in there.
Yeah, Argentina, they speak Spanish with an Italian accent. It's so cute.
Right. Bulgaria? No, it's not Bulgaria. It's, I can't remember what the fuck their name is. But everybody's really nice people. But however, we take for granted. We all take for granted where we're from. Okay?
Right.
From to the president. We're not all from. This country belongs to those guys on horses going boom, 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 boom. Real motherfuckers with bow and arrow. That's who belongs. They own this place. So, I have a couple friends that are from a tribe called the Chippewas, you know.
Chippewas, yes, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still mad because of what's going on in our country that shouldn't be. So you be from Argentina. Ah, God bless you. Ah, bye-bye. Wait a minute. It's a beautiful thing from being from another country. Are you talking from? Oh yeah, so you're from LA.
Yeah, no, I'm from Los Angeles. I have family from all over, but I'm not Argentinian. No.
I got a friend of mine. If you're ever in LA and walking down the street, you look up and see a billboard that says Carrie Marsico. He's a real estate guy. He's been there for 100 million years.
Carrie Marsico.
Carrie Marsico. Yeah, he's
with a K.
Carrie with a K.
Okay.
His name's on the bus bench, you know.
Oh.
He was my drummer for a long time in high school. And he's a really good drummer, but he stopped because he selling real estate made his fortune. He He's like, you know, that was it. Band is called One Night Only. We do a lot of venues. But we do secret venues, so nobody knows. So we just
come to LA secretly. Come to LA somewhere. Go to Abbot Kinney and do it. Abbot Kinney's in Venice. It's awesome.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
And,
you know, it's
on a secret day.
It's
Southwest. Southwest. What? What did you take, Jess? Jess, what did you take when you came? Was it Southwest? Where's Jess?
Yeah, what?
Did you fly Southwest Airlines, Jess, when you came out to LA?
I did.
Yeah,
do Southwest,
Mark.
Southwest.
Come with Jess next time, and you can take Southwest.
I hate flying. Can I tell you a really quick story?
Take a train. Yes. Okay.
I went to Canada fishing on a fucking fishing expedition. Okay. We went out of there on a big jet. And then we got to Thompson, and the jet started getting smaller, and then we got on this fucking plane, man. It was a beaver, you know. And I got four fat fucking drunks in this fucking thing with me, loaded down with gear. We barely made it over the top of the fucking bush, man. We're like scraping the trees going up. And the pilot looked at me and goes, "Oh, yeah, I think we're losing altitude, don't you know?" I can't keep up. I'm losing away. I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I looked at my friend and I said, "You gotta go." And he said, he was 350 pounds. I said, "You need to get off this motherfucker." So we finally get up to like cruising speed, you know. And the guy goes, Oh, yeah, I was just kidding. Yeah, dude, can we do this on a time? The guy said, like, you fucking. Give me a fucking heart attack.
Were you in Nova Scotia?
What's that? No, we were in Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, Manitoba. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were like at the 60th parallel. We were like right before the Northwest Territories. And we're in this little fucking place. Out of nowhere, it's like.
Well, just take
died,
a bigger. You can take a bigger plane to LA. Take a bigger plane to LA with Jess.
We'll figure something out. Jessica always can pull a rabbit out of her hat. I don't know.
Or you can road trip it. You can road trip it with her when she gets the RV. You can road trip it, and then I'll join your road trip when you guys get here. How about that? We'll do that.
That would be a fun trip.
Yeah.
Maybe if you get enough fucking people, enough callers to say, "Hey, yeah, we'll fund your trip. No problem, man." VIP at the board. VIP at the squeegee over there. Yeah.
That's the plan.
The hotel over at the squeegee. How you doing? Squeegee.
Huh?
Ladies, have a good night. I gotta go, man. I gotta go to work tomorrow, and I gotta fix Jessica's car early, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you rest.
And it's all about the hands, ladies. I got the nice hands, man.
And the fingers.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, all right,
Jessica.
Yeah, I'm sneezing, you guys.
And my dear California, have fun.
Bye.
Damn.
Yo, Bella.
All right. Talk to you later.
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm sneezing so bad. Like,
I can end the show. We already went past time. I can end it. I know you guys are supposed to do in the morning.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's supposed to fix my car in the morning. Like, thank goodness he fixes my car. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I just started paying like 2 minutes. Dang.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm retarded.
Oh, my God. Drink some apple juice.
Out of nowhere.
Drink some apple juice.
Okay. Dang. Okay. All right. But yeah,
good night.
He was supposed to come fix my car in the morning and like.
Yeah,
whoa,
and then you can go to Guitar Center. Woohoo.
Oh, I know. I need it. Yeah, he's such a dude. He, like, I met him when I met Glenn Gilbert from Prophets of Addiction and the Guillotines, and they are really good guitar players.
Yeah.
And it would be great. Sorry. It would be great to have him on some more. It was, like,
you
I didn't expect
girl.
Him to have a guitar. He was just randomly, like, helping me with my car today. And he's on Psychobabble, and he's been on the last couple episodes. I'll have to point him out to you, because sometimes he does voice impersonations, and sometimes he plays guitar. Like, you wouldn't even know it's
him.
I
love that. I love voice actors.
Yeah, he's so fun. Mark is awesome. Aww. I'm so glad he called. But,
All right, then.
I'm going to let you go so I can put music on the air.
Yes, that's amazing. I don't want to get
hopefully
sick,
like. Hopefully my car will be fixed tomorrow and we can catch up.
Let's do that. Good.
All right. Cool.
Okay, good night. Get well. Happy sleep. Well. Sweet
all right. Tea. Good night. You're beautiful. I love you.
You too. I'm
gorgeous.
Oh my goodness. Good night.
All right.
Song to help pass the time. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life
is down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.